Much of the rhetoric around immigration, and there is a lot of it these days, focuses on the border. But research shows that most of the people living in the U.S. illegally did not cross the southern border to get here. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about that via Skype with Robert Warren. He's the senior visiting fellow at the Center for Migration Studies in New York, where his job is to estimate the number of undocumented immigrants living in the country.
It seems as though, despite all of the attention on people crossing the border illegally into this country, the biggest percentage or the biggest number of people who are here illegally is people who actually at one point were here legally. Is that right?
Well, actually, that's been true for about the last 10 years. There have been more people who come legally with an immigrant visa and overstay than have been coming across the southern border. But the reason that the numbers of overstays are higher now than those entering across the border is because the border crossings have decreased so much since the year 2000.
So is it less a matter of there are more people overstaying their visas now and just that they're a higher percentage because there are fewer people crossing the border illegally?
Well, actually, the number of overstaying illegally really hasn't changed a lot in the last 15 years. The number peaked at about 445,000 in the year 2000. And in 2016, we estimate that it was around 410,000. So it really hasn't changed much in the last 15 or so years. It actually declined some during that period, but then in the last couple of years, it's gone back up, partly because we've had a number of overstays from Venezuela.
Do we know where these visa overstayers are from generally?
The highest number are from Mexico. Probably the second and third highest are from India and China. And as I said, in the last couple of years, we've had more overstaying from Venezuela.
And are these people who are here on tourist visas, student visas, work visas? Is it some combination of those?
Well, this is a good point to mention that the estimates that we make are for people who actually move here and become a part of our population. And so we're not able to sort those out in terms of what kind of visas they have. And that's one of the reasons why the DHS estimates that they make are a bit higher than ours. Because, as I say, we measure people who have moved here, and they measure the number who haven't left after a whole year gone by.
It seems as though this is a difficult thing to track. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it's very difficult. In fact, one of the reasons why the issue of overstaying has not been in the news much is because there has been very little information about it.
Why is it that it's so difficult to track? I mean, in theory, these are people who applied for a visa to come here for some reason. So in theory, shouldn't we know something about them?
Well, in theory, we should. But as you say, it's very difficult to track them. I think that the number arriving from abroad is now about 55 million people. And DHS is able to verify the departure of all but about 500,000 of those people. And that in itself is a great accomplishment. But it's very difficult to track the departure of every single one of those 55 million people.
Is there anything that the government could be doing differently to do a better job of that?
Well, the first step in the process involves obtaining a visa in a foreign country. So the first contact is with people from the State Department. So I guess some more attention could be paid to the decision-making process in terms of giving a visa to someone who's coming to visit.
But in terms of making sure that they don't stay past when their visa is valid, I mean, are there things that the government could be doing? I mean, the president has talked about maybe making this more of a priority. I mean, are there things that the feds could be doing that they're not?
Well, probably the first thing that I think of is to make it difficult for people to obtain jobs. And I suppose the E-Verify would have some success in keeping people from getting jobs here. And if they couldn't get jobs, maybe they'd be less likely to come.
Do you have a sense of why this issue hasn't been getting the kind of attention that other immigration-related issues have been getting recently?
Well, I think that the number coming across the southern border is a very visible symbol of undocumented immigration. And in fact, they're visible, and they have been in the news for decades. And there just haven't been very many statistics on the number of people who overstay. When I was the head of statistics division at INS back in the 1990s, we made some estimates, but they didn't get a lot of attention.
Do you think that ultimately this is a problem that the federal government can sort of get a handle on? Is there, I mean, a realistic, better way to be doing this?
I think that we might be approaching a point of diminishing returns, both at the border and as far as overstays go, because as long as we have an open country and long as we have more than 50 million people visiting the U.S. every year, I think that inevitably, some portion of them are going to overstay. Some of them coming from various countries will want to get a job. And as I said, we might be able to prevent them from getting a job. Other people come here to join relatives who live here. And those kinds of things are very difficult to pinpoint in an open society.
All right. That's Robert Warren, Senior Visiting Fellow with the Center for Migration Studies. Robert, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.